Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. My guest on the show this morning is Augusta Lady Panthers basketball coach Todd Kelsch. Kelsch is in his first season leading his alma mater. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back with Augusta Lady Panthers basketball coach Todd Kelsch right after this message.
Hi, I'm Alicia Phillips, loan officer at the Bank of Maysville. Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Welcome here to Sports Talk. We've got Augusta Lady Panthers basketball coach Todd Kelsch in studio. And Todd, thanks for coming down.
Thank you, Travis.
6-6 on the season. You guys were pre-recording this interview on Tuesday. You'll actually play Campbell County Wednesday night, but time this airs, we won't know the outcome of that game. But Todd, we had you on in the summer when you got the job. It's hard to believe that we're nearly at the halfway point of the season, and the All-A Classic actually is going on this weekend.
Yeah, it's flown by. Wake up one day and you've played 12 games and you feel like you've just started. But yeah, we're halfway there, kind of, and we're making progress. So
let's talk about your first win, winning your first varsity win as a head coach. You've coached for a number of years. I know, you know, it's all about the kids, but getting that first official varsity head coaching win, you knocked off St. Patrick there.
Yeah.
What was that moment like for you, knowing that it's your own program now? And that first one's sometimes the hardest one to get.
Right. A huge weight lifted off your shoulders, honestly. Didn't really want it to come that night. Wanted to come against Newcath, but it was a tough contest on the road. But yeah, a huge weight lifted off your shoulders, and it was a good night to kind of reflect on where I was maybe 10, 15 years ago and where I am today. Just hard to believe that I'm in this position. I have a lot of people to thank for getting me to this position and giving me an opportunity.
6-6 right now. You guys have been in a lot of games. The ones you've lost, we'll kind of talk about briefly. Lost a 6 to Bellevue, lost 12 to Scott, had some injuries in that one. Lost on a buzzer beater to Brossard, lost by 6 to Nicholas. And then Highlands is obviously an outstanding program, lost to them. And then Newcath, you know, just 10 points. So 6-6, but, you know, you flip the score in some of those, you guys could easily be 10-2.
Yeah, I got to take a lot of the blame for some of those losses, just inexperience on my part in the fourth quarter. Newcath, I thought we did okay in the fourth quarter. We just got tired and couldn't make shots. I had some foul trouble. Nicholas County was one that I felt like was a win that we let slip. We were up 18 points. One point in the third quarter is 38-20. And the way we play, we just play super hard and super fast, and we just didn't have our legs that night at the end of the game, and they took advantage of some of our mistakes when we got fatigued. The other losses, Brossard was a really hard-fought loss, and honestly, it was kind of the team with the last possession would get the victory. Bellevue was at their place in their own tournament. I knew that would be tough. It was really physical. They're a good team. The ninth region Class A is as loaded as I can remember. Bellevue's a really good team, and they're not sure if they could get out of the first round of that tournament, so thankful we're not in the ninth region. But a lot of the losses are close, except for Highlands. Highlands is a great program. They shot the lights out against us. They got some size that we found it hard to deal with. But we're right there with some of these programs that have had a culture of winning for a decade or more. So
some big wins. You routed Pendleton 67-37, and I saw Pendleton play the Lady Royals, and you guys took it to Coach Kelsch there. And then,
sorry, Patrick.
Then beat your father-in-law, Bracken, by 8 points, and you know, I think a lot of people before the season, and again, I know their preseason rankings, whatever.
Right.
Most probably had Bracken 1, maybe Mason 2, but you guys through the midway point of the season are playing about as well as anybody in the district. And, you know, here in about a month and a half, we'll know the pairings, but
yep,
some big wins there.
Yeah, we feel like we're right there as far as competing with those teams. We can't wait to play Mason County, see where we're at against Mason. The Bracken County game, I don't know that there's enough credit to give to these girls in that game and how competitive that game is and how intense. The intensity is just so high, and a credit to the girls on both teams for keeping their emotions in check for that game. And just like I said, you know, the competition is fierce at every position. It's pretty even at every position. We just made more shots that night toward the end of the game. Playing on the road is tough, and I've told our girls, there's some things that we do at home that we're not going to be able to do on the road. You just have to find a way to win. You do it with defense, and you do it by taking care of the basketball. And we did that at the end of the game against Bracken. I think in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes to go, we went to a four corners and were able to keep the ball away from them, and they weren't able to foul us. So that's something that this summer that we really focused on is end-of-game execution. When we're in a close game, we've got to be the more disciplined team.
You've got some big wins, and you mentioned these losses that are just narrow defeats. I know there's no moral victories in your program, but for a small school like Augusta to compete with Brossard, them to hit a buzzer beater in the last 15 years, Brossard on both sides, girls and boys, have dominated the Class A. And
right.
I know it's still a loss, but it has to give your team confidence knowing that, hey, we're right there with these teams and can battle with anybody.
Brossard is the standard for small schools. All their players buy into their identity. They play fast. They play hard. That's kind of what we are trying to do, we're striving to do. And they know that every night they have to give 100% on defense and on the boards. And we kind of try to mirror that. And playing Brossard close, we didn't like losing the game, especially on the last possession. And, I think the best thing that came out of that game was even the girls didn't like the moral victory. We have some girls on our team that lost to Brossard by almost 50 points at one point in their careers. And then to play them close like that, until the last possession, and then come into the locker room and say, dang, we should have won that game. I think that says a lot about the standard that we've set for ourselves and where we are as a program.
Speaking of Brossard and the All-A, the 10th Region All-A Classic will actually begin this weekend on Saturday. Augusta, you guys will take on Paris there, girls at 4:15, boys at 6. Semifinals will be Monday and Tuesday next week in the championship Thursday, all at Nicholas County. You open with Paris there. Coach Speaks, a good buddy of mine. They're kind of going through a rebuild, but kids that are playing hard and are gritty and are going to get after it. So you open with Paris, and then if you would get by that, you play the winner bracket in Calvary. But again, looking at the girls' side of the bracket, I mean, you can make a case for you guys. Bracken, Nicholas has won a couple times. Brossard, perennial favorite. I mean, four or five ways you could go depending on, as you know, who shows up to play.
Yeah, this is going to be a good tournament. Very exciting tournament. You got to hit shots in this tournament because parity is it's where it hasn't been in a long time. So Paris will be a tough test for us in the first game. They have some size. They always are quick and fast on defense and play hard. That's a credit to their coaching staff. I think they do a phenomenal job there. Yeah, that'll be a tough match. We're trying not to look past that. We've got to take it step by step. The Christmas tournament at Bellevue, I thought, prepared us pretty good for this All-A. Every team in the Bellevue Christmas tournament was an All-A team, and every team was very competitive and very physical. So I thought it was a good test for us and great prep for the All-A tournament.
As I alluded to in the opening, you're going to play Campbell this week. We don't know the outcome of that, but Campbell, obviously a 6A program, so a good kind of tune-up to play. Most people have them pegged as the third-best team in the region. They're coming to Augusta to kind of, see where you are and play a team that size-wise in the Class A.
Yeah, Campbell right before the Class A is a good test for us going into the tournament because we're going to see everything from Campbell. We're going to see speed. They execute. They play a full court game. So it's going to be a great preparation for us for the All-A. They are a great program. Their girls are phenomenal athletes, but also their intelligence with the ball and on defense. It's tough to find that. You can't really teach that. They just, they played a lot their entire lives and they just do it. And another credit to a good coaching staff because they're always a top five team in the region. They're always competing for a regional championship. So good test for us, just like you said.
Should be some good basketball there in Carlisle at Nicholas County. And, I didn't start following the All-A until I started working at WFTM. And you've been on staff and played. And what it means to these small schools and the girl-boy doubleheaders and the packed house and then advancing.
Yeah.
Some of these Class A schools are able to get to the big state tournament. But a lot of times, it just doesn't happen. But, just 30-minute drive down the road, you can watch some good basketball.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the St. Pat games and looking forward to, the teams I'm not covering next week going down to watch, but neat environments for obviously the girls as well to get to play in front of some bigger crowds.
Yeah, the All-A tournament has always been special for us at Augusta. I don't look at it as a lot of people might tab it as a small school tournament because, they may not have the best chance to make it out of district or to make a run in region. I don't see it at that. I see it as, some great people that came from small schools that wanted to do something good for the small schools, started a great tournament, and I don't know how many years we are into having an All-A tournament, but it's been a long time. It's always a great atmosphere, great competition. And like I said, being a small school, that's never an excuse, but I am a realist, and the other small schools that are in the All-A tournament, they have to deal with the same kind of lack of resources that all the other small schools have to deal with. You know, not having a lot of gym time, having to squeeze in gym time. And, you know, there's just different challenges that come with being at a small school. But there's also some advantages. The one-on-one in the classroom is an advantage. And being close to your coaches just about every day, every hour, every minute of the day is also an advantage that we have.
Let's talk about some other scheduling highlights, and then we'll talk about your roster. We mentioned the Class A tournament. Right after that, January the 16th, you're going to play at Pendleton. January the 18th, you got a rematch with Bracken. January 24th, at Mason County, you know, you're going to play Brawlstard again on the road. Harrison County the 13th, home against Lewis. So some regional games, which is obviously good for regional schools. Don't have to travel far, but
yeah,
a lot of rematches. And you mentioned that Mason County game, where I think everybody's kind of circled that one to see, you know, you're going to play Bracken for a second time. But girls 39th district, I think maybe out of any of the districts, maybe outside of the 37th maybe, one of those that people have anticipated, you know, could go three different ways.
Yeah, we don't have time to focus, really talk about the All-A after the All-A, unless we win it, of course. But it's on to preparing for district after that. Pendleton, we probably won't beat them by 30 points again, but we'll be ready for what Pendleton does. Bracken's always super competitive and very evenly matched. And then we really want to see where we're at with Mason County. We haven't faced them yet. Obviously, we've watched them some, but we want to see where we're at with Mason County. So, like I said, after the All-A tournament, the focus is on getting better and facing tough competition going into the district tournament.
Let's talk about your roster there. You're led by Tackett sisters, Reagan Tackett, 14.8 points a game, Lacey Tackett, 12.8. But you've got two girls knocking on the door of double figures as well, Megan Jones and Kenzieston Henson,
yep,
9.2 points a game. But kind of just maybe just run down your players there, your
absolutely
starters, and talk a little bit about each girl.
Okay, so Reagan Tackett leads us in scoring. She is a sniper from the three-point arc. I feel like she even turns down some shots, which is shocking because I think she's averaging about 7.5 attempts from three a game. But she has the green light, and she knows she doesn't take bad shots. You know, we do a good job of sharing the ball and finding open shooters, and it just so happens that Reagan's the open shooter most of the time. But she's getting so much better with her off the dribble and even getting touches with her back to the basket if she has an undersized guard defending her. She's improved a lot in rebounding. Great position on rebounding. Lacey, her sister, phenomenal athlete, great future. She can score at all three levels on offense, but I think what people miss when evaluating her is her defense. She gets in foul trouble because she's so aggressive on defense. She knows that she can turn defense into offense in a millisecond. So, but she's also great at attacking the basket. Her three-point shot is very efficient and accurate. Just an all-around good player and great team player. Megan Jones is our senior point guard, and I'm so lucky to have Megan Jones in my first year because she's also a coach on the floor. She can get us organized. She can tell me what she sees out there. You know, I was anticipating not ever having a point guard be able to come to the bench and be like, hey, I'm calling the next play for Reagan, or I'm calling the next play for Lacey. I'm calling another play for Kensington. She's so good at identifying what defense is showing her, picking them apart. She's becoming a quarterback, but her defense is unreal. Full court defense. She harasses the ball. She creates turnovers. Not necessarily steals for her. She is at almost 7 steals a game. That doesn't tell the full story of what she does on defense because she creates so many other turnovers. Kensington Henson, perfect complimentary forward. She's starting to shoot the ball from the outside a little bit more. Not necessarily threes, but long twos. She knocks them down. She had a career high 21 points against Beachwood. Really carried us through when Reagan had a little bit of an off game. Lacey was in foul trouble. So Kensington really stepped it up in that game, 21 points. And then Callie Reynolds is our fifth starter, and she is the glue. She's great on defense. She's probably our best on-ball defender, but she's becoming a point forward. She's averaging almost 9 rebounds a game, and on every rebound, she's looking to create offense immediately, dribbling the ball down the floor. Coach Tanner and Coach Page and I, we call her our own Draymond Green. She's ready to lead the team once she has the ball, and she's becoming more confident in her shot. She had a season-high 16 points in our first game out in Bellevue against Dayton. So our starting five is there, and we're looking to build our bench. Natalie Bassford is a junior who's been our sixth player for most of the year. She's a great rebounder, very physical, sets really hard screens. But then we have Ariana Davis, who's really coming into her own. She's a seventh grader, but she's nearly 6 feet. She's really aggressive on the boards. She's knocking down shots. Great passer. And then Kagan Henson is the seventh grader also. She's our next guard off the bench, and she's a phenomenal shooter. She's getting better, taking care of the basketball. So right now we're eight deep, and we'll look to build some more depth.
I want to talk about this 9th versus 10th Hardwood Classic coming up at Augusta February the 3rd. I brought it up with Coach Henson last week, and he didn't take the credit. He mentioned you and what you've done with it. You guys, again, will play Lloyd Memorial. The Augusta boys will play Dixie Heights. Mesa Cane will play Cooper. I think there's some other games. But yep. Talk about the mindset behind that and bringing that showcase to the historic Augusta gym.
It started because we knew that we were going to get a facelift in the gym, try to rebrand it as the historic Augusta Gymnasium, where it's been called the Panthers Den for so long. But we wanted to focus on the history of the gym, it being almost a 100-year-old gymnasium, one of the oldest in the state. So we wanted to focus on that and also bring people into our community to show what we can offer in the entire community. Try to, you know, partner with businesses that are up and coming and booming in Augusta. Augusta Distillery, the Augusta Beehive Tavern, the Augusta Pub. We have some great places in Augusta, and we have great scenery. And we kind of wanted to just make a day where people could come from different areas. We wanted to reach as far north as Boone County and Kenton County, and then as far east as Montgomery Clark. So we're covering a wide area. And we wanted to just show some appreciation to some of the businesses that have helped us out in terms of fundraising and funding projects and just, you know, bring some people to town, show off our gym, show off some competition in both the 9th and 10th regions, really promote some student athletes, but also work with our community and show what we can offer in Augusta.
I said every time I go to Augusta, the best concession stand is Augusta. You can get things there that I wish other schools in this area would just have something warm.
Yeah.
It's like I'm amazed at what you can get at Augusta.
Pulled pork barbecue nachos, even. It's always been like that, honestly. When I was in high school 23 years ago, the concession stand was like that. It was on the stage at that point. But honestly, it was something that I think Robin Kelch, when he was athletic director, even before he was principal, knew that we have a very faithful, loyal fan base. And we wanted to give them more options and make it, you know, a family event, you know, kind of like going to the movies. You know, when you're going to the movies, you're getting some popcorn, you're getting a soda or whatever. When you come to an Augusta basketball game,
you're going
to
eat well.
You're going to eat well and you're going to enjoy yourself. It's a family event.
We talked about the district already, and before we went on the air, I mentioned the region. I think Clark County is a super team. They're an anomaly. Montgomery might be second and then Campbell. But I think 4 through 14, you can make a case for you guys, Mason, Nicholas, Brossard, Scott. I'm leaving out some teams, but a lot of parity this year outside of maybe 1 and 2 where, you know, I think we've seen on your schedule where you guys have beaten some teams, played some teams tough. You look at maybe Mason's schedule or Scott's or Brossard, whoever. Should make for an interesting regional tournament. We should have some decent first-round matchups and, yeah, you know, good games the rest of the way.
Yeah, you're right. The parity is there from top to bottom. We've just got to pull out some victories against these teams eventually. We like playing close games, and we're comfortable playing close games. We just have to nail down a victory against a team that, you know, would really prove to our program, prove to our fan base, prove to the media, prove to other schools, hey, you know, we may be Augusta. You may know us as the Augusta Lady Panthers that, you know, we haven't won a district since 1993. But we want to create a different culture, a culture that girls show up and they feel like they can win each game.
What have you learned this season that you didn't know heading into it? And then how much more do you appreciate your assistant coaches? Now you've been in both situations.
Right. End of game stuff, honestly. There's just so many different things that you have to include in timeouts. Like in our Brossard game, I didn't really say what we needed to do if they made the basket. I said, this is what we want to do. This is the shot that we want to force. And honestly, we forced the shot that we felt like gave us our best chance, and we contested the shot. It just went in. And with just a few seconds on the clock, what do we do next? And that's something that I have to get better at. And something that the assistant coaches, they have started to speak up at the end of games, and we've gotten better at the end of games. Like against Bracken, only had a 2-possession lead with a couple minutes to go. We went into a timeout and we got together, all three of us, and we said, you know, let's just spread them out. We have good free throw shooters. Let's make them foul us and kill as much clock as we can, get out of here with a win. We've gotten better at that stuff. So that's one thing that I needed to improve on. That's one area that I didn't really have much of experience in. I coached junior varsity boys, and I could maybe two games in 4 years that were down to the last possession, but varsity game is just much different. There's just a lot of different things at play that you have to mention in timeouts and mention to the girls.
Todd, thanks for coming down. Best of luck the rest of the year.
Thanks, Travis.
Again, that was Augusta Lady Panthers basketball coach Todd Kelsch. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
People caring about people. That has been the Bank of Maysville's philosophy since they opened their doors in 1835. Big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. The Bank of Maysville is right on the money, helping you get a jump on your finances. Checking and savings accounts, automatic bill paying, convenient banking locations, CDs and investment services, online banking, loans, retirement and trust accounts, plus much more. The Bank of Maysville, downtown, West 3rd Street and Walmart Way. Bank of Maysville, the oldest bank in Kentucky. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The 10th Region All-A Classic kicks off Saturday at Nicholas County. Here's the brackets from top to bottom. It's Robertson County versus St. Patrick Girls at 11 o'clock, followed by the boys game at 12:45. Both games will be on Soft 96. Then it's Bishop Rossard versus Nicholas County with the girls game at 6 o'clock, boys game at 7:45. Bracken County versus Calvary Christian boys at 2:30. Then it's Augusta versus Paris girls at 4:15, and the boys game at 6 o'clock. The upper bracket semifinals are Monday at 6 o'clock and 7:45, with the lower bracket semifinal on Tuesday, with the girls at 6 o'clock, boys at 7:45. The championship game is Thursday, January the 11th, girls at 6 o'clock, boys at 7:45. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.